Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Scott Warrender.
One morning, during my 18th year, I woke up and accepted Jesus as my personal savior. 5 hours later, the tumor inside my mother's lung caused a hemorrhage, and she died in her bedroom. Over the next 4 years, I would use the timing of those two events as proof of God's intervention. But now, over 40 years later, it's clear that we saw it coming. I had been a proud atheist in high school, and so my decision to convert baffled a lot of my friends. Here I was on the cusp of accepting myself as a gay man, and I made the decision to go deep into the closet and surround myself with a community of people who couldn't or wouldn't understand. But it was a sad and confusing time. And hey, what gay 18-year-old mama's boy doesn't want to believe his mother's waiting for him in heaven? So not 6 months later, I found myself in a touring Christian group called Joyous Celebration. As cutting edge as we like to believe we were, we could never outgrow our folk rock beginnings. I can remember the clave part to the opening number as if it were yesterday. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. So, seven people in a motorhome traveling around the country, basically a town a night. And did I mention that we stayed in people's homes? Yeah. So there I was, 18 or 19 years old, and with collar-length feathered hair parted in the middle, shy, pretty insecure, basically Luke Skywalker with low self-esteem. My friends called me Scotty, but to the group I would be known as the Destroyer of Homes. So it's 1978, mid-December, and we're pulling into Havre, Montana. It's about 10 below. We have a concert at the Lutheran Church in the night, and then the next day we had a rare night off. So the couple who lost the housing lottery and were unlucky enough to draw my name had some place to be, so they left me in their house to my own devices. I decided that I was going to watch a Christmas special, curl up on the sofa, and prepare myself a big mug of Russian tea. Anybody remember Russian tea? Yeah. So here's the recipe. You walk out of your apartment in downtown St. Petersburg, and you walk to the nearest Safeway store. Then you buy two bags of Weiler's lemonade mix, sweetened, two large jars of Nest tea, sweetened, two family-sized jars of Tang, some cinnamon, some cloves, and then half a pound of white sugar. So the recipe suggests 2 to 3 teaspoons at the bottom of a mug, fill up with hot water, and joy. But I came from the Captain Crunch generation, so I would fill it up halfway with the mixture and then top it off with water. It was like this orange sludge. It was delicious. It was substantial. So I found this crazy extra big mug up in the cupboard, made my tea, flipped on the set, sat on the sofa, and placed the mug on the coffee table. So now the coffee table. It was this do-it-yourself thing with a simple wood frame, rather large dimensions, and a piece of plexiglass placed over their collection of arrowheads. About 30 or 40 of them, a little baby, eeny teeny arrowheads, all the way to big ones, and under each arrowhead had a little fortune cookie style slip of paper upon which was written a location and a date. Otter Creek, 59. Buffalo Jump, 67. Great Basin, 70. So I was watching TV, and Hermie, the aspiring dentist, had already snuck out of their elf workshop by the time I remembered my tea. So I just reached over to grab it, and It had stuck. It was stuck. It had melted into the top of the coffee table. So I was wrong. It wasn't plexiglass. It was like a layer of clear resin they'd poured over the plexiglass. Hello, design flaw! So I thought about just pulling the mug off, but then I looked around at the wall-to-wall shag carpeting, white sofa, the white chairs, and I saw the end of that story. So I came up with another plan. I searched the house for a bucket. Couldn't find a bucket, so I settled for a mixing bowl. So I brought that into the corner of the living room, put it right down, right on the white shag carpeting, lifted the coffee table up with the intention of simply pouring the Russian tea into the mixing bowl. So it was a kind of a conservative tilt, and of course the Russian tea dribbled down the side of the mug to the rim of the coffee table, pooled up in both corners, and created two little waterfalls on either side of the mixing bowl. So I just tilted more, then like this cannonball-sized gooey Russian tea shot out, completely missed the mixing bowl, hit the carpet, and splattered up onto the sofa and chairs, as I feared. But did I drop the coffee table? No, there was still Russian tea in the mug, get real. So I stepped back and poured it a little bit more, and of course that Russian tea landed on the carpet on this side of the pristine mixing bowl. So I'm like, I just have to go for it. So I went like that, and that's when all the arrowheads in the paper fell down and slid down to a jumbled mess in the corner of the... So there I am in this living room, holding this giant coffee table up, surprisingly light, with a giant mug stuck out of it, dripping orange liquid now into the bowl. Got a couple drips in there, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the worst one yet. When the door opens and the couple walks in. Hi, did you have a good night? Well, I don't remember really anything about the rest of the night, but I'll never forget the words out of the woman's mouth when she saw me standing there. My table! So I would continue to burn and break things in the homes of people who were kind enough to open their homes to me. It was some staggering lack of mindfulness, or maybe it was a cry for help. Or I like to think it was subconscious rage against a people who had decided that a gay man didn't have a place at the table. Thoreau said, to regret deeply is to live afresh. If I could go back, I would skip my conversion to that particular brand of Christianity. I would jump ahead to the part where I fully embraced the grief of my mom's death, and the part where I began to learn to love myself. Thank you.
Scott Warrender. You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode Mayday, Mayday, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st, 2017. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Subscribe to the podcast of the show in iTunes and Stitcher, and find full episodes, photos, and live show information at sandboxradio.org. Support Sandbox Radio and help us keep making the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sandboxradio for as little as $5 per month. Thanks for listening.